On the line now, I have Rowan McNamara from Focus Ireland. Good afternoon, Rowan. How are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
Not too bad at all. Now, you have a fundraiser coming up called Rock Against Homelessness. Before we talk about that, just a little bit of profile of Focus Ireland for people. It's a reminder.
Yeah, Focus Ireland, well, I'd say many of your listeners might have been watching the programme on RT1 last night, being Stan, A Life in Focus, and it was special one-hour documentary on the life and times of our founder, Sister Stanislas Kennedy, who set up Focus Ireland in 1985 to help support people who are homeless and to really help work to deliver better policy solutions on the issue. So Focus now has grown from those beginnings, as sadly the crisis has got worse, with nearly 10,000 people homeless, to now we work around the country. We've over 80 services supporting people who are homeless, and we also have delivered over 1,100 homes for people.
I'm sure that people watching the programme last night, and Sister Stan herself, and anyone working with Focus who had been in on the ground in 1985 would be thinking that Focus would have been gone maybe 10, 15 years later, and sort of devastated by what's happening today.
Totally, yes, Stan. I've worked with Focus for a long time, and Stan always said that she wanted to see a day where Focus Ireland was no longer needed. But sadly, it's needed more than ever today. I mean, she was reflecting, I think, in the programme that when she set it up first, she thought, you know, we might need it for 10 years to get to get the crisis solved. But what it has really been is successive governments have really failed to deliver social and affordable housing, and we're seeing the results of that today, not only in the number of people who are homeless, but also people struggling to pay their rents and people who can't afford to, buy a home anymore. So it's really hitting, we've a broken housing system, and it's really hitting all sections of society.
I remember talking to a few agencies back in around 2005, 2006, and the talk from the government that they were spieling out was that homelessness would be finished within a year or two. And Jesus, when you think about it now, it's unbelievable, like 13 years later, or 14 years later, how bad it is. And people sort of maybe watching the programme last night, as you said, Rowan, you're having a fundraiser. But if people want to donate or volunteer indeed for Focus Ireland, what should they do?
Yeah, if you go online to focusireland.ie, it's pretty easy to see on the homepage where you can go to volunteer and find out what volunteering options are there. And there's donation options then as well. People can either donate online, or they can, there's ideas for setting up little fundraisers and different things, or taking part in things like, events like the Women's Mini Marathon thing. Often people do that on behalf of charities like Focus. So there's a range of different ways. But the important thing, I suppose, to remind people is while the crisis is really bad, you know, that's why we do need donations, because we are having an impact. We're helping over 15,500 people a year. And as I say, we're providing place to call home for 1,100 households nationwide, and we want to increase that in the coming years.
Mm-hmm. And just to remind people as well that it's something that was unheard of many, many years ago, not too long ago, maybe 10 years ago, was children on the streets, and the numbers that are there as well has gone out of control.
Yeah, well, I was just working on something there before I came on air, and I was reflecting back even on a few years ago, people were shocked when there was 1,000 children who are homeless. Now there's nearly 4,000, you know, so it's really, and I think we saw, you know, in a lot of comments and that from members of the public in the election, it's got to the breaking point where, you know, homelessness, 4,000 children homeless isn't acceptable. But we have to fix the system for everyone. It's ridiculous that people in low-paid jobs are struggling to keep a roof over their head and paying, you know, sometimes 50, 60, even 70% of their income to keep a roof over their head. And, you know, it's not acceptable, and you don't see it in many other cities. And we're always being told the economy is doing so well, but a lot of people just aren't seeing that, you know.
And the way politics is at the moment, Rowan, you would hope that the politicians were looking at that programme last night and would put all their egos in the bottom drawer and just get on with it and get back to thinking about the people
totally.
Of the country rather than their egos.
I mean, one of the things we were saying in the election, one of our election demands was we were calling for the various parties to take the politics out of housing delivery. Because what we've seen in successive governments is one government comes in, they have their policies and plans, and then when they leave, you know, if they haven't tackled the issue or whatever, the next government comes in, rips up those plans and starts again. Like, I think there's a lot of consensus on the Sláinte care approach in health service, where all the parties are signed up to the, you know, a consistent policy. And we really think we need to do the same in housing, because housing delivery for people, affordable housing, social housing and affordable houses to buy, won't be delivered in 2 years. It needs a consistent approach over a number of years to fix this system.
And would it be fair to say, Rowan, that even with the wonderful work that Focus Ireland does with the housing and that the bureaucracy comes in and becomes a major impediment even to organisations like yourself?
Yeah, well, it does. I mean, and also obviously the financial crash really hit things as well, because we weren't able to build any houses for a good number of years. Then we only got back building and buying houses a few years ago now. And luckily, you know, we have added to our housing stock considerably in these recent years. But there is a lot of bureaucracy there. And I think that comes from the consistent chopping and changing of policy and approaches. And we really think something like the Sláinte care approach would really help things, you know. And that's one thing that we'll be calling for the whoever forms the next government, where we'd be calling on them to include that as one of the key elements of housing policy.
Well, okay, let's hope it happens sooner, much rather than later. Sometimes we can be very slow with the uptake. But in the meantime, the Tour de March is the big night. Rock Against Homelessness. So tell us what this is about.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'd just like to really thank Barry Egan and Independent Newspapers, because Barry especially, he's been the instigator and the driving force behind this. He does so much work in it every year, and this year he's outdone himself with the... he managed to secure Fontaines DC, who really, I think everyone knows, real up-and-coming band that are doing so well. I think they even played Glastonbury over the summer. And on the back of that, it's good news and bad news for your listeners. I suppose anyone who's got a ticket is great news, because it's going to be a brilliant night with the lineup that's there. But it incredibly sold out in less than 12 hours.
Wow.
In the Olympia. So that's amazing, and we're really looking forward to it. And it's not just about, like, it's going to raise, you know, over 45,000 for us, I think, in terms of, you know, all the profits go to help our work. But it's really good for awareness, you know, and it's really good for to just get people talking about the issues more and understanding them. And it's really good for people who are struggling to see that, you know, the musicians and the public are getting behind them in showing solidarity in this way, you know.
I'm just wondering, could you make a charity single out, or is it too late to organise the night being, seeing as it's sold out, the night being recorded and sold afterwards as a charity single?
You never know, you never know. The Fontaines DC are curating the gig, as in they sorted out the lineup, so, you know, they're already doing a lot for us, but... I'm sure, you know, there might be different ideas. We're going to be making, though, a short video around it, just so that will be one way people will see, get a feel for the night or whatever as well, you know, and that will be up online on our Facebook and Twitter pages afterwards. But I'd just like to really thank Fontaines DC, because they've done a lot of work on it, and they've pulled together a great lineup, including Murder Capital and Kiapam as well, and a few other bands. So the fact that it sold out, that was record. Normally it takes us a few weeks to sell out the gig, so to sell out in that meant of hours, like, we'd really like to say a big shout out, a big thanks to Fontaines DC, and also to all your listeners and the public who put their hands in their pockets to help us, you know.
Okay, well, I suppose it's sold out now, so people can still donate, because they're going to get to look at the video online later on. So before I let you go, Rowan, give us all the details of how people can donate.
Yeah, if people go to, the best way to do it is to go online to focusireland.ie, and they can donate there. There's a number of options, and as I say, there's good ideas if they want to, you know, set up a fundraiser or something as well, or take part in one of our events that we are running. There's loads of information there. And also, we realise, like, you know, that not everyone can afford to donate, but they still want to help. So if they have a look around the site, they'll see there's volunteering options with us. We've over 150 volunteers that help us with our work each year. And also there's things like our political campaigns that they can get involved with and support as well. So, you know, there's a range of ways for people to help, and we always get great support from the public, so we're very thankful for that.
Okay, thank you very much. It's been a great pleasure talking to you again, and good luck with the night and enjoy it. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Rowan. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
You
bye.
Too. Bye. And that's Rowan McNamara from Focus Ireland, and that's taking. There you go. It sold out the 3rd of March at the Olympia. So they say they're making a video, so you can watch it up online, focus.ie, and you can make your donations.